When you're driven by passion, there's nothing you can fear.
Meet Natalia Itani, entrepreneur based in Dubai, social media star, artist. She is CEO and owner of two successful companies in a male-dominated sector, supercars. And with more than 300,000 followers on Instagram, she is also an influencer. A dream life? Perhaps it is, now. But it was a long journey to gain the success she has, and she certainly wasn't sleepwalking. Let's meet on a day when all her energy and drive are on full display. Welcome to the Fab Talks podcast project. We'll meet women who had the strength and courage to turn their lives around. We will share their transformation journey and witness the turning points where their lives could have taken a very different direction, just as our lives could. The Dubai morning is already hot, and Natalia Itani is excited, looking forward to an event organised by her club of supercar owners, the Supercars Majlis. She loves these car meets, with dozens of members taking part, and perfect organisation. The ideal occasion to enjoy the beauty of powerful cars and splendid outfits. Natalia's son and daughter love them too, and she finds it so nice to have them around, perfectly at ease among the shiny vehicles. They're both very proud of their mum. She experiences a brief moment of sheer joy as the public gathered for the event witnesses her arrival and cheers. Two policemen rush towards her. The organisers of these meets pride themselves on a high level of security for such stars as Natalia. Among the supercar owners, she is the most popular with the general public thanks to her Instagram profile with its hundreds of thousands of followers. One of them today has won a drive with her in her Lamborghini Huracan in an online contest. Natalia hugs her children and makes the usual recommendations. Behave, don't run away from the nanny, and cheer mum on towards victory. As often happens, in the car race that will be the highlight of the day, Natalia is the only female competitor. And her car is the only purple one among the reds, yellows, and oranges of most of the others. When she had to choose a colour for her Lamborghini, she chose one that no one else had. Purple. It's her favourite colour. It's the colour of royalty. And today, it will be the colour of victory, she promises to herself as the engine comes to life with a roar.
A lot of people criticize, but I don't care. It's purple. A few years ago, there was not a single purple car except mine. I always believe that you have to be unique in your own way.
Natalia presses her foot on the pedal to accelerate. She always takes life at full speed, and somehow she always sets out to break the limits. Glancing at the towers of the Dubai skyline, sparkling out of the window, it's impossible not to remember that she was not even supposed to live here. But Natalia has never been able to stay put. She has never accepted the idea that your gender can determine your choice of a career. She's been fascinated by motors since childhood. And of course, people have always told her that it was a men's world, where women are unfit to enter. She wanted in, all the same. Behind every great woman, there is a great father. Mothers too, of course. But it's not often that a girl, especially one growing up in the Middle East, gets encouraged by the men of the family to be independent and follow her own dreams. Natalia's father and brothers always did. She remembers driving them around and feeling their pride in her skill behind the wheel. She's always been a natural, and at school, she was always one of the boys, forever talking about cars and travels to foreign countries. Natalia has always loved traveling. For her, it meant reconnecting with a part of her history, of her identity, Natalia's family is a mix of cultures. Her father is Lebanese, her mother Italian. They used to spend all the summer holidays and Christmases in Italy, in the countryside not far from Rome, and Natalia has always been grateful that she belonged to two worlds. Although she grew up in Lebanon, she knew that her Italian roots made her richer, and her family history was proof that your start in life does not determine what you end up doing or where you end up living. You have to evolve in order to become what you are. You have to face change. Natalia has never been told that there was something she couldn't do, but this doesn't mean that she has been born and raised with a silver spoon in her mouth. She has always had to deserve what she got and learnt very early that nothing is free in life. Her father stopped giving her pocket money when she was still at school, and she got a scholarship to go on studying at the Lebanese American University. She decided to study business marketing, graduating with a bachelor's degree within 3 years. She couldn't wait to be productive and to be independent. And she knew she had to leave Lebanon, a country where she could not have achieved the kind of success she wished for. Her friends were already settling down, some of them happy with their lot, some of them frustrated. To Natalia's young and impatient eye, they were going nowhere, whereas she wanted to go far. She applied for jobs, regardless of the fact that some of them would take her out of Lebanon. In the end, the most interesting offer came from Dubai. Of course, leaving home is not easy for anybody, but Natalia decided to see things differently. Going away would not mean saying goodbye to a part of her life. It meant fully embracing it.
When you change the way you look at things you look at change.
Natalia examined her situation, weighed up her opportunities, what she stood to lose, and what she had to gain. Though young, she could see herself clearly. A person with two cultural backgrounds, with a rich and layered identity. A woman with passions and a drive to succeed equal to any man's. Dubai, with its international culture and its high-powered business environment, was just the place for her. Growing up means discovering where you belong. Sometimes it's the same place where you were born. Sometimes it's not. Even when it is, becoming who you really are is always a journey, a long one. As Natalia wakes up and prepares for another day in the investment company she works for, she's conscious of a tiredness that isn't just due to the long hours she puts in. Dubai is an exciting city, but you have to work hard in order to enjoy a good lifestyle there. She's never before mixed with people from so many different nationalities and cultures, and she finds this fascinating, but challenging. Moreover, much as she likes her job, her boss is very strict and demanding. Just like her father, he recognizes her talents, but expects the highest level of performance. She knows that he is doing her a favor, forging her character and helping her become even stronger and more independent. But still, it's hard. Natalia drags herself out of bed and wonders if she shouldn't have taken another direction in life, one that could have proven more comfortable. There are at least two female stereotypes widely found in the Emirates. One is the wife and mother, content with staying at home, taking care of her family, pleasing her husband. The other is a frivolous creature, content with going shopping and gossiping with friends over lunch. The choice of not adhering to one of these models can be hard. It can feel like swimming against the tide. Although things changed a lot for the better in the last century, it's still difficult for a woman to do her own thing, but it's possible.
Older generations would just depend on the husband to have a life. Nowadays, women can go out there and get a life themselves.
In this moment, Natalia could decide she is tired of being tired. After all, she can already be satisfied with her achievements. She knows that the male part of her family, though supportive, half thought that she would soon give up and come back home. They now admire the way she is getting on with her life and dealing with the challenges of her new situation. She got married recently. She's thinking about starting a family. And she knows how time-consuming raising children is. This could be the right moment to decide that she has proven herself enough. The time to stop pushing herself so hard. Perhaps even the time to leave her job in a few months. But as she gets out of the building where she lives and steps into the warm breeze of the Dubai morning, she knows that she will take up a new challenge instead. She will shift gear and accelerate. She's discussed it with her husband. He would not object to her staying at home, but they have just devised a new and exciting plan. Creating a company that has to do with their shared passion for powerful cars. The happiness she felt at the thought made Natalia understand that her tiredness, her lack of motivation, is not due to being overworked. She does not need to work less. She needs a different sense of purpose. But does she have the power to make the dream of an own company come true? Of course she does.
Power is confidence. Power is education. Power is experience. For a woman, the first things are self-respect and self-confidence. The rest will follow.
And so it is that together with her husband, Natalia founds Park Lane Car Rental, a luxury car rental company of which she becomes CEO. The dream is coming true. Except, unlike dreaming, it's exhausting. She is a woman trying to establish a new business in Dubai, in a mostly male field. It's not easy to get credit, to convince people to believe in their enterprise. A woman CEO is still not such a common concept in the Emirates.
People underestimated me until they actually had to see with their own eyes that women can do anything and everything. Women can communicate, women can solve issues, women can convince people, and women can drive.
Natalia and her husband take risks. They invest, they work themselves into the ground, and in a surprisingly short time, thanks to her hard work and dedication, Park Lane Car Rental becomes a success. Not the last one. 8 years later, another and connected enterprise is born. Gulf Foil, a luxury car service that specializes in foil wrapping technology. Wrapping cars in colorful designs to protect and personalize your vehicle is something that resonates with Natalia's bright and daring temperament. And it is the up-and-coming fashion in the world of supercars. In the meantime, her dream of starting a family has also come true. Natalia and her husband have had two children. She discovered that being a mother does not mean not being able to work anymore. It can actually give you strength, balance, a better sense of priorities.
When you're organized and dedicated, nothing is too hard to manage. Finally, I was able to manage the house, the babies, and the work better than ever. I'm also a singer. I write a lot, I read a lot, and I wrote my first song at 12.
In her 30s, Natalia shares the love of her generation for social media. For her, they are not only a marketing instrument for her companies, they are a way to connect with people all over the world. They match her passion for living without borders, for sharing experiences across timelines and cultures. Instagram in particular allows her to spread her love of beauty with photographs of elegant cars and the impressive Dubai landscapes. Soon, her Instagram profile starts gathering followers at an increasing speed. It's like a wave getting higher and higher, and she is the surfer on top of it. Without really having planned it, Natalia becomes an influencer, a person whose photographs and posts receive thousands of likes and enthusiastic comments. She starts being recognized wherever she goes, and not only for her signature purple Lamborghini. This kind of success, though, does not come uninvited. Of course, Natalia has, in time, designed a clever social media strategy. But this time, it's not only about hard work and determination. It's about courage. Natalia has dared to go even deeper into herself and reveal another aspect of her complex identity. She has dared to change again without any fear to fail.
You have to think that you can be many different things.
Natalia took everybody by surprise again. After pursuing her career as the founder and CEO of two companies and fulfilling her wish of becoming a mother, she reinvented herself as a social media icon and a singer. And in doing so, she reconnected with her past, with her true self. Italy and Lebanon, cultures of music, countries where a strong sense of community is what makes society work. Both these heritages belong to her. She has reached deep inside her soul, found the threads connecting her past with her present, and carried the lessons she learned out into the world. And the world responded with a flood of likes. Of course, it's not always love and compliments. The world of social media can be a cruel place, and Natalia has attracted her share of naysayers. Just as she happened to attract sideways glances for her love of driving and racing, and her participation in almost all male competitions with her supercar. But she breezes on with her bright smile and energy, taking yet another glamorous picture for her much-loved Instagram profile. Natalia discovered what the right attitude is. The secret is to concentrate on love and beauty, not on critiques that are often born of prejudice and frustration.
When you're on the track, everybody thinks, no way a woman can actually be that daring, but passion doesn't have a gender.
Natalia Itani is also a member of FAB, the Lamborghini Female Advisory Board. She has fought all of her life for the right to be herself. In a world where women have gained increasingly more visibility and power, but where patriarchal models are still alive and kicking. Now she will join a collective effort for providing young women with female role models in the world of business and helping them reach the highest levels and enter the rooms where major decisions are taken. Natalia has always liked driving, and now she will drive change.
My son wants to be a racer, and I will encourage him to be a racer. I will make sure that he becomes the person he wants to become. My daughter actually wants to be a painter. She's very artistic. Their mom is an example that you can do anything you want in life.
Natalia learned that being yourself is the key to happiness. This, and working extremely hard, of course. And if you ask her how hard it really was to balance everything in her life, what she thinks she has sacrificed to get where she is, she answers wittily, but also very seriously.
If you have to sacrifice something, yourself, but just at the beginning, and then you can live a happy life forever.
What would your advice for young women be?
Be yourself and dare to be different. Don't set your goals based on any person, based on anyone. Just be your own inspiration.
Can you share the name of a woman in history or culture who has been an inspiration for you in your life?
I would say my mom. A good mom and a good wife. She told me to never give up. She is the most supportive person I ever met.
What does the future hold for you? What's your next goal?
In life, you can change your job at any time. Right now, I'm in the process to open my own media company, something that I wanted to do for a long, long time. time is always good to do what's right.